So many times we feel like there needs to be a change, that something needs to shift, but we don't know. We don't know who, we don't know how, we don't know why, we don't have any answers. Today's episode, we're diving into how to know when it's time to pivot. Let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Tammy. I'm your host. And today we are diving into ways to know if it's time to pivot. So we are well into January. We are, I believe, by the time this drops, it'll be halfway through January. And something happens to me, and I was wondering if it happens to you as well, is you start to go, you have these grand ideas, you have intentions, you have plans, you have goals. And then a couple weeks into January, you start feeling an angst of, as time speeds up, like we are out of the holiday mode now, we are back into full life mode. And with that is all the sports, all the work obligations, all the church obligations, all the things that we have to do in our normal life, all the things we get to do in our normal life, and all the things we love to do in our normal life. So none of it is bad. And we start to feel that pressure of, did we waste our holiday season? Did we, we should have rested more? Or we start to feel guilty about how we used our time. And then we start to feel shame about how we're using our time. And we just build up this whole picture, this story in our head of discontentment, of angst, or of the feeling of I'm not doing enough to make the changes that I want. And so I wanted to talk today a little bit about, how do we know if we need to pivot? What does it even mean, like, to pivot, to change? Because we will, and give you some grace in that, and give myself some grace in that, because we don't know what outcomes, we don't know what comes at the end of the rainbow. We don't know what comes at the end of the path. We don't see, we have an idea of what outcomes we want. We have an idea of, you know, when we set goals, what target are we trying to hit? But a lot of times we don't know what the end result is until we get there. And there's so many factors in that. But there's things that we can do, and we can start searching. We can start going on this path of, towards change, towards a goal, an intention, a vision, a whatever it may be. We can start heading towards that path, and we can be strongly on it. And then we can get some discontent, or we can feel like something's not right. Something, and maybe something we really wanted, we realize that we don't, or that it needs to shift. The direction we're going is not actually getting us what we want. It's putting us in an area where we're trying to avoid, or we don't need in the first place. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today is, how do we know when it's time to pivot? Sometimes we get these ideas, and we have a strong why, and we go for it. We're like, no, no matter what, we're going to go. We're going to do it. We're going to see it through because that's what I've decided, and you're going to push through, and which is great. There's many times that I have to tell myself that, no, you're going to do this no matter what, because you need to. Like, this is something you need to realize, whether it's a habit that I want to add, or a skill that I'm trying to learn, or whatever it is. Sometimes you just have to put your head down and plow through. that's not always the case. And we need to know, we need to understand, and we need to be able to recognize when we put our head down and just plow through, and when we have to give ourselves that, the grace and the ability to pivot, to shift. And I know, and I know that many of you who are listening to this podcast, the pivot, every time I hear pivot, I think of Friends episode where Ross is yelling pivot, and they're trying to put a sofa up the stairs. Are you trying to push the sofa up the stairs? And where you, there's no room. You can yell pivot all you want, but you can't really shift or change, make those big changes. Well, the good thing is that you don't have to make a giant change in order to make a pivot. You don't have to chuck everything. You don't have to, and I'm not going to ever, and I won't say never. It'll be very rare if I ever say, yeah, you just need to scratch everything and start over, because I don't believe that. I believe that we can make small shifts, and it's not even practical to be like, sorry, I'm out of here. I'm going to quit my work, quit my family, quit my life, and just start anew. Do you even want that? I don't want that. I know that even in my darkest moments, there's still a glimmer and there's still something that I want to hold on to. So I really won't say you need to drop everything and turn courses. And know that even with a giant ship can get off like 1 degree shift within a couple of miles down, or a couple of like an hour, they're miles away from their intended destination. With 1 degree shift, they are they're changing their course. And you can do that too with 1 degree change. And so as we go, and this, I recorded this already. And then I realized that I tried to do too many things in one podcast, and it confused me when I was editing. So I'm breaking this up into two, possibly three podcasts, but today is three ways to know when it's time to pivot, like three things that we can do to identify. And then I'm just going to go through some questions that you can set in, you can ask yourself to understand the situation you're in, and if it really is time to make a pivot, a shift, a change, or if you just put your head down and keep going. And so let's dive in to what are three of the ways. And the first one is feeling a persistent sense of discontent. This is not just you don't like it. This is it is not fulfilling. It is not getting you what you expected. And it's deeper than it's just hard, or I just don't like doing this. How many things, I know I tell my teenagers a lot, like, I'm sorry, just because you don't like doing it doesn't mean you get out of doing it. I know you don't like writing papers, but that's life. That's your job right now, is to write papers. And here's the reasons why. Here's what the act of writing the papers is not truly about writing the papers. It's about conveying an idea. It's about, you know, they have persuasive papers, so they have to persuade, learning to persuade through truth and through, you know, facts, versus just saying, well, I want you to change because I want you to change because I feel like it's this way. You know, there's elements of writing a paper, understanding how words work, learning how to form sentences and be clear. Sometimes it's about cutting things out and condensing. So there's a lot more, there's skills behind that. It's not about writing the paper. And I'm sorry you don't like to do it. You got to do it anyway. How many things in life do we not care for, but we've got to do it anyway? Do any of us really like, well, cleaning out our trash cans, like taking it out, because my big trash can that, you know, that you roll to the trash, it's got to be cleaned out every once in a while. It's nasty. It smells. And so I don't like doing it, but hey, it's a means to an end. Okay. We've got to do it. So some things we got to put our head down and keep going, but this feeling of persistent sense of discontent, you've got to identify that. Is it really that you just don't like doing it? Or is this not getting you the, is it not hitting the purpose? Is it not hitting the intention? Is it, it's not reaching the goal that you ultimately wanted? There are many times that I will start on a goal, be thinking that that's what I want. And then as I get on there, I'm like, oh, this is taking me in the wrong direction. I actually wanted or needed this instead. I don't see that as a waste of time because it gave me clarity and I needed to shift. But I would ask myself some questions because if I shifted every time that I just didn't like something, I would be shifting often. And that is one of the things that I have to watch out for as an Enneagram 1 is if I don't know how to do it right, then a lot of times I'll just put that aside and try something else. And that's not what God's called me to do. And so that feeling of persistent discontent. Is God telling you that you're not content with this for a reason? Is it something that it doesn't go with, you know, when you identified what this goal was or this intention or vision or action? Was the intended result, are you working towards it and you realize that it's not what you want anymore? Then it's time to pivot. The next is realization of unfulfilled potential or dreams. And when we realize, when we start to get in our heart that there's something more for us, we realize that we're, there's something deep in our dreams that we're not fulfilling, that we're not answering to, that something that God has put on our heart that we're not being obedient in. And over the last couple of years, I've spent a lot of time in San Diego. I'm a mountain girl. I love mountains. I love lakes. I love trees. I love log cabins. I have recently gained a new respect for beaches, for the ocean. And I was sitting in and trying to understand why. Why is it that I, because I have this vision, I would love to have a house overlooking water. Most of the time it is overlooking a lake, and I wondered why. Part of it is because I don't like sand. It gets everywhere. It's hard to get off. I don't like it in my toes. I don't like it in my shoes. I just don't like sand. And so if I achieved my vision of having a beautiful house overlooking the ocean, I would probably never go down to the water. I would just stay looking at it. And so it's like, does that even make sense for me? What do I want? Well, I wanted that calm. I wanted to see the vastness. I love looking at water and just how it moves. And then I got deeper in that and I asked myself, okay, why lakes versus the ocean? Why do you not care about the ocean very much? It has a lot to do with sand. I'm just going to tell you right there. But I realized that with a lake, there's boundaries. There's a set of rules that the lake waters and animals and wildlife follow. There's an order that's visible. Whereas with the ocean, it's not. There's rules that it follows and there's boundaries, but they're not seen boundaries. I like seeing my boundaries. And that's one of the things that was an unfulfilled realization. That's unfulfilled dream is I needed to get away from the boundaries that I put myself in. The boundaries and the rules that have served me, but are not serving me now. And so that's one of the things that I had to do when I was looking at, is it time to make a change? With the ocean, you can't see. It just goes on and goes on. And you see, that's why I can see why people thought the earth was flat, because you look at it and it looks like it drops off. And the other thing with oceans is that one moment it can be calm and just, you know, consistent lapping of the waves. And the next, as the tide changes, as underneath swirls, they get more chaotic and more, you know, rapid and inconsistent. And so it's harder to find order in the ocean. And so as I'm overlooking the ocean, I realize why. And now at that moment, it's like, okay, Tammy, you're ready to set down some of those boundaries that you created. It's time to pivot and not be so comfortable, because in order, there's comfort. And God did not call us to a comfortable life. And so when you look at this unfulfilled potential or dreams, you get to look and get curious about why it's on your heart. What about it is being unfulfilled or unrealized? And why are you realizing it now? And then the third way is, has there been a shift in your core values or your priorities? And maybe the shift is you recognize that you're not living into them, that something that's important to you, that you have not made your choices based on. The exercise of sitting down and writing out your core values and what's really important to you is one that's life-changing. We take for granted that we know what our core values are. We take for granted that we know our priorities and that we just make decisions based on them. If we haven't identified them, if we haven't defined them, then in the moment, we will be just like the waves, like we'll be going along and all of a sudden the tide changes, something changes. And because we don't have that grounding of, no, this is the way that I want to operate my life, you haven't identified that, you shift and you go with the tide. And that's a dangerous place to be. The tide is not a good way to run our lives. We've got to make some choices and put some boundaries up. And so, and I'll talk more about, that in the next podcast. But before I go today, I wanted to, as you're listening to these three things, the feeling of a persistent sense of discontent, the realization of an unfulfilled potential or a dream, something that God's placed on your heart that you're not walking in obedience with, or a shift in your core values and priorities, or maybe it's something that it's time to identify your core values and your priorities. These are some questions that you can ask yourself. These are some questions that you can sit and get curious, no judgment. There's many times that we know the answer that we are looking for, but because there's some guilt or shame attached to it, or we feel like it's not acceptable, we hide it deep in our heart, and that's not where it needs to stay. So when you ask yourself these questions, give yourself space and be open to what is discovered. Be open. It just because you think it doesn't mean it's true. Remember, a belief is a thought paired with an emotion thought over time. So just because you have that belief doesn't mean it's true. It also doesn't mean it's true now. It may have been true before, but you can shift and change and it will be okay. And so when you ask yourself these questions, get quiet, write them out. I encourage you to write things on pen and paper. The great thing about pen and paper is that if you want to destroy it, it can never be seen the light again. Like you can destroy, you can trash it, you can rip it, you can do whatever you want to get rid of it. Whereas if it's on the computer, on your phone, it's never really gone. Another thing is it does something different to your brain. It hits differently when you write it out. So give yourself time to answer these questions. What is your heart telling you? What is deep inside, and what is that stirring that you're feeling? How is this pivot, how is this change, this desire that you have, how is it different from your current situation? What is different about it? How does it feel? How does it look? Taste, how does it hear? Like sound, not hear, how does it hear? How does it sound? Like get curious, ask yourself, like bring in the five senses, what's different? And go deeper than it just, well, I will have this job and I want that job, or I will pair it this way and I want to pair it that way. Like go deeper and to see, okay, what makes it different? So what has stopped you in the past from pursuing this? One thing that I've learned is that when I have this deep sense to pivot, it's typically not something new. It's something been on my heart for a long time. It's been something that it's been stewing and brewing and I've allowed myself to like put it aside to, you know, for whatever is important in the moment. And so why, like, what has stopped you in the past from pursuing this? Is it time? Is it resources? Is it talents? Is it skills? Is it opportunities? Is it doing what you had to do in the moment? Again, give yourself some grace. I really do believe we do the best we can with what we have. So this question is not to make you feel like, oh man, I'm such a loser. I haven't done this already. It's more to understand why. Okay, well, it's because I didn't have the resources, or I didn't have the support. I didn't have the accountability. I didn't have the clear vision or the picture of what I really wanted. I didn't define it. Those are the things that I want you to explore. What is stopping you now? What is getting in the way of you making a change? And again, we're giving ourselves some space here because we're not actually making the change yet. We're looking at what's getting in the way. What physical things, what circumstances. The next question is, what fears are coming up? And I want you to look at those, like what's getting in the way and what your fear, what fears are coming up, as two different questions. Because again, fears are forward, are future focused. Why is it stopping you in the future? And the question of what's, you know, stopping you now is like this, it's present. Like, what is stopping you now? Is it a boss who won't let you, change to another department or apply to go to another department? Like, what is it physically stopping you? What things are getting in the way? And then the fear is it a fear of, I don't know my next step. I don't know how it would work out. I'm fear of what others will think. The fears that are coming up, write those out as well. And then I want you to ask, what is it worth to you? Making this change, what is it worth? If you pursue it, what is it that you need from it? What is it that's possible from it? And what is it worth? And why is it important right now? Why is it that it wasn't as important in the past? But what is the longing, the discontent? What is the ache, the pull on your heart right now? And why is it important? So when you look at that, you can get curious and you can start to see, okay, you start to create an idea of the why. And so I want you to take those questions and just give yourself some space to answer them. And recognize that now is the perfect time to change, to make that change, whether it's big or small, or even if it's planning to make the bigger change. It wouldn't be on your heart. It wouldn't be on your heart if there wasn't something deeper attached to it. And so that's the question that I want you to dive into. And if you're ready, I have right now two ways to work with me. To get your next step is the personalized next step, 20 minutes. Let's get on a call. It's free. We will talk about, you know, just get that clarity for that one thing that you need to do. Like, what is something that you need clarity on? If you're ready to take a step deeper, if you want to, you know, like just touch the waters of coaching and accountability and support and see what's possible. And we'll work together to create a blueprint. Is I have an introductory strategic assessment where we dive into why you do what you do, why it's an hour long where it's all about figuring out what your next steps are. The ISA is, I love this because I get to show you some of the thoughts that you're having and some of your core values, some of your decisions, some of your motivations, and some of the desires that you have, the desires deep in your heart. And so that's 1 hour session, one off. It's just that one session that I know many of you have been asking for. And now here it is. And so that, get on my calendar for that one. Yeah, the gift of understanding why you do what you do and then how to make the change is it is life altering, and it will help you prepare for that pivot and understand where that pivot lies in your heart. And so with that, get on my calendar. Let's talk. Let's make 2024 your year. Let's make right now. They say, you know, that an old proverb is when is the best time to plant a tree? And it's 5 years ago. The second best time is right now. How long have you been thinking about making this change, wanting something more to make a bigger impact right where you are? Stepping into how long have you wanted to truly know your calling, your purpose, who God created you to be? How much longer do you want to wait to discover that? Because that's what we can get done. That is where we can go, and with accountability. And this is where I guide people. This is what I have become obsessed with is understanding, and I can use my gifts that God has given me to help you and guide you. And it's really as simple as that. So with that, friend, get on my calendar. Let's chat. Let's talk. Let's do this together. Let's not waste another year longing to make a change and realize your dreams and potential and really make the impact. Be who you want to be today. So get on my calendar, and I can't wait to talk with you. With that, friend, choose joy until joy chooses you. All of the links are in the show notes, and well, I will talk to you soon. Bye for now.